Medicare payment rates are supposed to set the medical payment rates for all federal agencies. They do, with one notable exception. The Federal Bureau of Prisons, a part of the Justice Department. The Justice Inspector General found that the Bureau actually pays a premium to its outside medical providers. With how that can be fixed, we turn to IG Michael Horowitz. Mr. Horowitz, great to have you back.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Tom.
First of all, give us a sense of the scope of spending altogether on medical care that the Bureau of Prisons has every year.
It's a continually growing part of their care. They had a budget in FY 2014, for example, of about $7 billion, and $1.1 billion of that went to medical care. So they're spending a considerable portion and a continually growing portion of their budget on medical care, and the outside medical care portion of that is growing even more. So, for example, that number grew from about $260 million in 2010 to over $300 million in 2014. So a big part of their growing healthcare costs are for outside medical care, where they have to bring the prisoners outside the facilities, outside their medical treatment centers for various kinds of specialized or other care.
And is a lot of this being driven by the fact that the prison population is aging?
Yeah, that's a big part of what is going on here. We did a report last year about the aging of the federal prison population, and what you see is a significant growth in the number of prisoners over age 50 in federal prisons. That number grew by 25% during the period we looked at. And we also found that that was the group that was, not surprisingly, driving the increased costs for the BOP, in addition to, like everyone else, having to pay increased medical costs. But the BOPs were going up at an even higher rate because they have a growing aging prison population.
And when they bring in these out, or they bring the prisoners to the outside places, then what you find is that they're negotiating rates, but they're not negotiating them according to what Medicare standards ought to be?
Yeah, that's exactly right. What we found is going on is that, unlike every other federal agency, which has a law or statute that has resulted in them paying the Medicare rates, BOP doesn't have a similar statute or regulation. And that has resulted in each BOP institution negotiating rates with their outside medical providers in their localities. And in every instance, we found that the BOP institutions were paying more than the Medicare rates. In some instances, three times more than the Medicare rates.
And were they paying them to sometimes the same people that were also on Medicare payments for other patients?
That's exactly right. What we found was that some medical providers were getting Medicare rates from other government agencies, but from the BOP, they could charge a premium because the BOP was negotiating differently or separately than all these other federal agencies.
Are there particular medical conditions or other logistics concerning federal prisoners that might make the cost of their care higher than it would be with everyone else going to these same providers?
It wouldn't necessarily result in the cost of the care being higher for the exact same services, but what BOP is concerned about, and it's a fair concern, is that for safety and security purposes, for example, they would prefer to use providers closer to a prison than farther away from a prison. Obviously, a prisoner needs to be transported by corrections officers. There's a security part of that, and you'd obviously prefer to drive to a local facility or the closest possible facility than the farthest facility or a farther facility that might be less expensive. And so that was one of the concerns they had. In addition, they had concerns generally, given that a number of federal prisons are in very rural locations with not a lot of medical choices in terms of providers available close by. They're concerned that if they move to Medicare rates, they might have challenges in finding a sufficient number of providers for their inmates.
You mentioned earlier that the proportion of those over 50 in federal prisons is growing fastest. Does the Bureau of Prisons have a good handle on the costs per age group above 50? Because 50 to 90 or something is a big wide range. In other words, is a lot of the cost concentrated on those 60 or over, or 70 or older, or 80 or older?
Well, what you point out is exactly one of the problems we also identified in our report last year about the aging prison population, and again saw in this report, which is the BOP needs to improve its data collection and needs to better analyze where its costs are increasing and what's driving those costs. We didn't find it had good data, and in fact, in both reports, we ended up having to pull together the data and do a sampling and do an analysis based on what we could collect. And so we think that's a very important part of what they need to do. It's a recommendation we've made to the BOP, because in order to address these very substantial healthcare costs and the growing nature of them, you need to understand what you're paying for, what population is impacting the increases, in order to take the steps you need to take to address it.
We're speaking with Michael Horowitz, Inspector General of the Department of Justice, and you also recommend that they try to seek legislative remedy to be able to put the BOP under Medicare rates for outside care that it does buy. But then would that be a problem in those areas you mentioned where there are so few providers that they might drive whatever ones are there away, and they could say, well, forget it, we don't want your business at Medicare rates? Is there a contradiction in there?
Well, that's one of the things we pointed out in our report, which is that under Medicare, hospitals and the providers there are required to accept the Medicare rates, and in fact do accept the Medicare rates. For example, with regard to the Marshals Service, U.S. Marshals Service has pretrial detainees, individuals arrested who are in jail prior to their trial. Same with the FBI. The Department of Homeland Security has a similar provision with regard to immigration detainees. They are provided medical care through Medicare rates. And as well, as we point out, the Defense Department and the VA have provisions. And so military, members of the military, their families, veterans, they also are treated by providers who are reimbursed at the Medicare rates. And so our recommendation is for the BOP to consult with those agencies, as well as, by the way, state prison systems, which also have laws and rules that pay at Medicare rates, or in some instances, Medicaid rates, and try and understand how they are both paying at those rates and finding providers who will provide medical services, because that is what those agencies are doing.
And if you are in pre-trial detention and you're on Medicare, you're still on Medicare. Are
Correct.
Federal prisons, therefore, I guess the implication is they're not on Medicare.
Correct. So the federal, the difference being that the BOP is not following or negotiating at Medicare rates, while the Marshals Service and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security for immigration detainees are required to follow and provide pursuant to Medicare. And that's one of the distinctions that we found is currently in place in terms of the law, the statute, the rules that have been adopted.
Could an easier legal remedy be simply for the Congress to declare that federal prisoners are hereby on Medicare, or is that not politically possible?
No, that one of the things Congress could do is pass a law that would require that the BOP pay no more than the Medicare rates, or change the law to provide that Medicare providers need to accept Medicare rates for detainees who are, for defendants who have been sentenced.
And of that $300 million that the Bureau of Prisons spends on outside medical services, how much could they save if they went to Medicare rates?
Well, we found that, based on our review, that it would be at least $100 million a year in savings.
A third of it?
A third of it. We did that. We looked at 69 of the 97 prisons, and that the savings alone that we calculated from those prisons that we looked at was about $98 million. So our at least $100 million savings, we think, is a fairly conservative estimate.
And does the Bureau agree with your recommendations and findings?
Yes, they did agree with all three of our recommendations. And certainly our hope is that as they move forward and consider the suggestions we've made and contact the other federal agencies and contact the other state prison systems, that they'll see that there is a way to both ensure treatment of inmates like they are required to give and should give, at the same time paying rates that all these other federal agencies and, in many instances, state agencies are paying namely at the Medicare rate.
Michael Horowitz is the Inspector General of the Justice Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
You can read the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.